Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Lyric Writers Workroom podcast. My name is Nick. In the previous episode, we talked about why trying too hard to prove ourselves as songwriters can actually hold us back from becoming good songwriters. Easy does it. Instead of trying to prove ourselves, we should really focus on trying to improve ourselves, because it's through improvement, gradual little changes, that we really go from being novices to being excellent at songwriting, potentially. Now, to worry less about proving ourselves is an easy thing to talk about in a 10-minute podcast. It's a much harder thing to actually put into practice when we're actually in our practice rooms or when we're actually facing a blank page. Performance anxiety doesn't just happen while we're performing, by the way. Stage fright doesn't just happen on the stage. It can follow us all the way home, into our practice rooms, into our songwriting rooms, even into our beds, where they can keep us up at night. I think your bed should be for sleeping, and I think your writing room should be free of this sense that you could be heard and judged by others. This past week, I've been thinking about steps we can take to make our songwriting rooms a little more insulated from the outside world, and to make it feel like it's a place where we can take creative risks, where we can attempt things that might not work out, and not have to feel self-conscious about it. Because I think a lot of writer's block is just fear of how things will turn out and fear of how that's going to make us feel, right? It's important to realize, first of all, that you can't expect a new song to be instantly brilliant. Often we get a little piece of something, a melody or a chord progression, or maybe, if we're lucky, like a whole section of a song that sounds really, really good to us and it sounds exciting. But usually, once that inspirational fuel runs out, then we're kind of left with having to solve some puzzles and having to develop a whole song from that one little piece. And there's this feeling of, what next? And how do I deal with this? I think we need to accept that all songs are songs in progress, and we need to be willing to take some creative risks in search of something that works. We're really just auditioning verse sections sometimes. We're really just trying out different scales and melodies. We're really just attempting to put peg A in slot A, and sometimes finding the shapes don't match up, and that's absolutely fine. This is something all songwriters go through. It's such a common thing to happen, actually, that the phrase second verse curse or second verse hell has been circulating in songwriting for a long time, a long, long time, in towns like Nashville and LA, because it's very common to write a piece of a song that sounds inspired, it came to you kind of out of the blue, but then we're left with the hard work of having to deliberately and carefully build a whole song around it. Now, inspiration often returns in the middle of a song, and I think we'll talk about that in a later podcast. But in the meantime, just take heart and realize that to have a song be incomplete or to be less than brilliant at first is absolutely fine. And just like we should really worry less about proving ourselves, the song doesn't have to prove itself right away either. We really just have to keep working on it, trying to improve it, looking for ways to add more things, maybe take out parts that aren't working, replacing sections that could be better, or even just taking the parts that we have and rearranging them into different orders just to see what happens. Sometimes the first verse that you write doesn't have to be the song's first verse, could be the last verse. So all songwriters tend to struggle, especially in the middle of writing songs. The beginnings and the ends are kind of the easy parts. At the beginning, we're inspired. We get this piece of a song that seemed to drop into our laps out of nowhere. And then the middle is kind of the hard problem-solving part. And often, most songwriters do multiple rewrites of songs and have to come back to a song over multiple sessions to really get it finished to a state where they feel great about it. And then finally, the end is just sort of closing up the last few small problems. So the beginnings and the ends of the creative process tend to be easier. The middle is hard. This goes for all songwriters that I know, and all songwriters that I've heard of, so don't be discouraged if the middle is difficult for you. I think one of the most important things about the space where we write songs, or the space where we practice our skills, should be that it's a place where you feel comfortable being really, really silly, stupid, experimental. You should feel comfortable making experiments here, charging boldly into things that you aren't sure are going to work out. And an important thing about that can be having a door between you and the rest of the world, being able to shut it. And also, I think having no cell phone in that space is really important, having no internet access, that kind of thing. The reason I say I think this is important is because For one thing, research shows that we are just miserable multitaskers. Human beings are terrible at multitasking, and songwriting is difficult. It requires focus. And so if you spend half the time hearing your text tone going off, you're distracted, and you're not really able to focus your full intellect on dealing with the song's problems. So that's one potential pitfall. But another thing is that when the rest of the world feels that close as just the palm of your hand or whatever, I think that can encourage a mindset of being self-conscious and of not wanting to take creative risks. The desire to sound good can make us bad in the long term because it discourages us from those risks, and it discourages us from working on the things that we need to improve at. Now, everybody's living situation is different. You might live in a tiny dormitory with multiple student roommates. You might have a family, and your kids might be everywhere, or your living space might be small, and your partner or spouse or whatever may always be nearby, this person whose opinion you care about very much. There aren't easy one-size-fits-all solutions to these problems. Sometimes I know some songwriters who have huge families, and they manage to get things done by renting out studio space that's outside the home. That can be a bit expensive. Your mileage may vary, but it is a good goal to keep in mind that you can find some place where you feel you can get some alone time and just be alone with your thoughts and your craziest, wildest, dumbest ideas, because we need to be comfortable with the dumb ideas. The dumb ideas that come to us in songwriting are the ones that often have potential. There's this diamond in the rough kind of thing that happens, and some songs really only reveal themselves through a lot of careful attention and care. Taking a song from the seed of an idea to the full-grown beautiful thing that it could eventually be is a process that usually takes some patience. It can take multiple sessions. It can take working intensely on the song for a while, taking breaks, and then coming back after a few hours or even days. I don't know about you, but this is one of my biggest problems with getting songs done, and it's just the impatience. I find it difficult to really settle into the work most days, and I found ways to do it. The biggest thing I found that has helped me to be more patient with the song is to not focus on getting it done at all. And that actually helps me get it done in the long run. The reason is that if I just focus on putting on in the time each day, which is usually a minimum of half an hour on a song in progress, it helps me settle into the work and to not try to rush ahead too fast. When I try to rush the song, when I try to make it done before it's ready to be done, I find I really just stress myself out, and then I end up just procrastinating writing at all. I don't do it. So I really try to focus on just showing up and just putting in the effort. And when I focus on that, the song comes together much more naturally and with less stress, and I'm able to think more clearly because I'm not focused on just getting to the end and getting it done. I'm really able to settle into the patient work of questioning whether a certain section is pulling its weight, whether I need to replace it with something else, whether I need to rearrange parts of the song, whether I need to write a bridge, whether I need to rephrase a line of lyric. Sometimes I just need to scratch it all and really just go back to researching the topic matter and just mulling it over for a while. And this really feels like a slog sometimes when you're doing it, because it seems like time slows down. Really, a half an hour of intensely focused songwriting like this feels like hours of time. It's very, very difficult to do in some ways. But it's also satisfying, and it does get results. The funny thing is that although that half an hour feels very long, at the end of it, it's just a half an hour, and you have the satisfaction of having put in the time, no matter how it turns out. So that's one way of looking at the whole process that really feels more loose, makes it more inviting, doesn't make it feel quite so pressured. So those are the things I hope you can take away from this podcast. First of all is the idea that stage fright doesn't just happen on stage. It can follow us home. Performance anxiety doesn't just happen when we're performing. It also happens when we just face a blank page in the solitude of our own homes sometimes. We should really accept that all songs in progress are in progress, and they may need time. They may need some repeated effort over the course of a week or something, multiple sessions every day for a week. is par for the course for some people who write songs as they're living. So don't feel bad if it takes you multiple sessions. Maybe try not to rush the song. Focus on putting in the time and the effort each day, and eventually things will come together, especially if you're working on your skills at the same time. I mean, not at the exact same time, but if you're also doing that in your life, if you're also paying attention to increasing your instrument skills or your music theory knowledge, or if you're spending time listening to songs like a songwriter, meaning you listen analytically, things like that. Give these songs time and space, and give yourself time and space. That unfinished song that's been frustrating you for a year or more can eventually come together, so take faith. Thanks for listening to this episode. I'll be back very soon with more.